The Mitzvah said next Tuesday night we may be doing something else, and more on that in the days to come. Hopefully your day of Chabura will be starting next week, and we'll look for other opportunities to learn Chumash after our timing, maybe even lunch. If lunchtime makes sense, doesn't make sense. That was the old going back to previous years, and looking forward to your feedback in terms of that. One of the great gifts of learning Chumash the Ramban is the broader perspective that he brings, sort of putting individual psukim into a larger perspective, and often a part of that perspective is putting individual psukim into a larger perspective of ideas, and thinking about the larger hashkafic implications of particular psukim. I want to spend the time we have now looking at the Ramban's approach to the Akedah, to the closing climax of Parshas Vayera. Kim Nisas Avram. Rebbe Shalom puts Avram through a Nisayon. And before we even dive into that first Pasuk, let's back up just a drop to the last Ramban in Perek Chaf Aleph. The transition into the Akedah at the end of the previous Perek, Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. Avram Avinu calls in the name of Hashem, Kel Olam, the God of Olam. And the Rabban wants to know, what does that mean? What's Avraham Avinu doing? B'shem Hashem, Kel Olam. How do you translate Kel Olam? What does it mean to be Korei B'shem Hashem? At this point, life is finally calm for Avraham Avinu. This is after his interactions with the Plishtim, after the issues with the water, after the issues with Hagar and Yishmael, and it says enjoying, as it were, a quiet moment. He plants an Eshel in Be'er Sheva. Chazal say, Rashi quotes, that this is a hotel for Achnasas Orchim that he's operating. And he calls there the name of Hashem, Kel Olam. And he's there for quite some time. So what's he doing? So Ramban writes, no one had translated Kel Olam. Pirush HaKasuv, Ramban says, Perek Chafal, Pasuk Lam Gimel, Shekara B'Shem Hashem Hamanhig B'Kocho Hazman. He was calling the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Kel Olam. He's the God who controls time. Where did that come from? Ramban goes on to say, or option number two, Oshi Yikru Hashamayim V'Haaretz Olam. That's what I would thought. Olam means the world, God of the universe. He says that's option two. It's referring to Shamayim V'Haaretz. Kelashon Habat, Kelashon Habat Tamid B'Divir Abuseinu. That's an interesting point. In his subtle way, Ramban points out in Mishnaic Hebrew, Olam means the universe. That's why that's his second shot. Maybe Kel Olam means God who runs the world. But what does Olam mean in the language of Tanakh? In Biblical Hebrew, Olam means forever. An Eved Olam. Le'olam. Olam means forever in Biblical Hebrew. So that's why he said his first pshat was Kel Olam means the God of forever. The God who controls time itself is a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Ramban wrote several weeks ago in Parshas Bereishis, time itself is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created at the beginning of Bria Sa'olam. So either he's calling in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who controls time, or he's calling the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who controls the universe. And what does that mean? Hodiya Bezeh, the Torah is telling us, Shekara Avram v'Hodiya Labrios. He calls out to people. He let them know, Sod Hanhaga Sa'olam Bechlalo. He explained to them how the world works. Shehu b'shem Hashem hechasin b'koach. Sheyesh lo elus b'kulam. There's a Kabbalistic layer perhaps to that sentence we just read, but on the simple level, it means he was teaching people that the world isn't just as is, that there's a supreme God who runs everything. There's a supreme God who runs the entire universe. There's a meaning behind things, and there's a divine controller of things. Then he quotes the Rambam. Haravam b'morah hanavuchim. Rambam writes in the Mora, Shuhu romez lekadmus hakel. This is an indication of the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has always existed. That's obviously an idea that aligns with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of everything, that means he was here before the universe. And that's Kel Olam, that's going back to the first approach Ramban. And Olam means time, and Olam means eternity. Hodiya hayosel kodim lazman. He was teaching them. He was teaching people at his Eshel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here before the universe, that the universe had a start in time. The universe started at a Big Bang. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. And so what the Ramban presented so far is, again, in this pasuk, in this simple-seeming pasuk, and a pasuk which introduces the Akedah, there are profound ideas of Emunah and Hashkafa. It speaks to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu creates, controls the universe. It speaks to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Lamal and Azman, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond time, that all of the universe began with his Bria. You'll notice that up until this point, it's been calling to people, Kara Avram Vodiya Lebriya, is calling to people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is consistent with an idea that the Ramban already discussed in Parshas Shlach Lecha, that to be korei b'shem Hashem means to teach others about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban already in Lech Lecha, and he reiterates it here, it's at the beginning of Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Ches, and he reiterates it here, Aval unklus amar b'vayikra shehu tfila. What does it mean to call b'shem Hashem? To call b'shem Hashem unklus means he daven to Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Ramban thinks it means you could be korei el Hashem, would be to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to be korei b'shem Hashem is to teach us, it's not to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to call out to people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Ramban, that's what Avram is busy with. Things have settled down with Hagar, with Ishmael, with Avimelech, and he's Notea Eshel, and he's teaching Emunah, and he's teaching Hashkafa, and according to Uncles, he's davening. But his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's building humanity's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's with that background of the work of the Eshel, again, according to Ramban, the Talmud Torah, and the teaching about the Ribbono Shalom, according to Unklus, it's the davening, the calling out to Hashem that's going on, and that's the backdrop to Perek Chav Beis. And now let's take a look at the Akedah itself. Elokim Nisas Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now proceeds to be Minase Avram Avinu, a Nisayon. That's the opening phrase, the thesis statement. The introduction is V'hoi Elokim Nisas Avram. What does that mean? So it's something we take for granted in a classic Ramban style. He says, one second, what's this concept? Perek HaBeis Pasuk Alf. V'hoi Elokim Nisas Avram. Inyan HaNisayon, the concept of Nisayon, Hu L'da'ati, Ramban thinks, I would think, it means the following. What even needs explaining? So as Rav Shavel points out on the bottom, and then his footnotes on the bottom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to find out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to know. Nisui in modern Hebrew is an experiment. So you experiment, a scientist experiments to see what will be. We have a potential vaccine. We're not sure is it safe. We're not sure is it effective. So you experiment. You may discover that it's safe. You may discover, Rahman al-Fan, it's not safe. You may discover it's effective. You may discover, sadly, it's ineffective. So a nisui is appropriate if I lack knowledge. I don't know, so let's experiment. Let's scientific method. Let's find out. But what does Rabban Shalom need nisui for? Okay? Rabban Shalom needs to learn. He knows. So that's why the Ramban explains that's the unspoken question. Says Ramban, you know what Nisayon means? Ba'avur hayos ma'aseh ha'adam rishus muchletas biyado. Because you have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people authority over their actions. This is an idea that the Rambam developed using similar language at length in the fifth chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us with b'chira chafshas. And that the language of rishus, which both the Ramban here and the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva use in describing the idea of Bechir Chafshas, that we have the capacity to make good choices or bad choices. We're not allowed to make either choice, but we do have the ability to make either choice. The word Rishus, that goes back to Rabbi Akiva and Pirkei Avos. Hakol Tzafui v'harishus nasuna. That's Rabbi Akiva's terminology. Harishus nasuna. Rishus is given. Capacity is given to us to to make choices for better or for worse. So Rabban says, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the decision to give us the gift of Bechir HaChavshus, of free will, and Yirtze Yaseh, and well, Yirtze Lo Yaseh. If we choose to do, if we will to do, we do. If we choose not to, then we don't do. So since we have Bechir HaChavshus, Yikarei Nisayon Mitzad HaMenuse. In terms of the person undergoing Nisayon, this is a Nisayon. This is a real experiment. It's really open-ended from our perspective. Ava ha-menaseh yisparach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was imposing the Nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have free will, and yet, as Rabbi Kiva says in that Mishnah, kol tzafui v'rishus nesuna. We exist within time, going back to the part of the way in which the previous Ramban lays the groundwork for the Akedah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates time. So within the framework of time within which we operate, there's a before and there's an after. Afterwards, we know what we chose, and beforehand, we don't yet know what we're going to do. We don't yet know what's going to be. So within the framework of time within which we operate, we have Bechir HaChavshus, and therefore it's not yet clear to us what's going to be. It's not yet clear to us what we're going to choose and what we choose will be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists beyond time. He exists above that. Time is a box which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, within which He created the universe. So HaKol Tzafui v'Rishus Nesuna, we have, within the framework of time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us, we have free will. At the same time, HaKol Tzafui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows before and after are irrelevant concepts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we choose. So Mitzideinu Nisayon is, you know, what will we choose? And Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's another layer also. There's a famous and powerful idea that the Ramban develops. Havanase Yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was imposed in Nisayon, Yitzaveh bo lahotzi ha-davar min ha-koach el ha-poel. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, it's, we have the capacity to do it, but it's min ha-koach el ha-poel, from the potential to the actual. We have it within us to do the right thing. But Eino Doma having with it, being the type of guy who would, to actually having actualized it. Lios lo schar masa tov lo schar lev tov bovad. So that we can have the schar of action, of good action, rather than merely the schar of good heart. It's not enough to have the chovos halavavos. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have the greater schar of having expressed the what's in the lev as chovos ha'ivarim as well. So that's the two layers of Nisayon. Nisayon is our opportunity to exercise our Bechir HaChavshus, and that's true within the human framework, within this universe, within this Olam of time. And even from the divine perspective, Nisayon takes what's the goodness that we have in potentia and raises it to a higher level of goodness actualized. Goodness literally realized, made real. And that, and as a result, Ramban says, this powerful idea has powerful nafkaminas. The Daki Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bochein the Tzadik. Meaning, Kishehu Yodea B'Tzadik, that Pasuk in Tehillim, means, Kishehu Yodea B'Tzadik She'aseh Ritzono V'Chafetz L'Hatzdiko. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that this person is a tzaddik in this context. Meaning that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that this person has the capacity to do the right thing. And he wants to be matzdik him. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be matzdik the tzaddik. Meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to make the tzaddik into a tzaddik. What does that mean? What the Rabban just said. You're a tzaddik b'koach. You have it within you. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to enable you to transform into a tzaddik b'foel. A tzaddik in actuality, a tzaddik not only in heart, but indeed, in action. So yitzaveh oso b'nisayon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed the nisayon, v'lo yivchan asar Hashem lo shal yishmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bochein the Rishon who will not listen. Fascinating. Rav Chevel points out in the footnote, if you're looking at the Chevel edition, footnote 81, that this idea, the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Yud Aleph, Hashem tzai yivchan, and this application, he points out, is a Bereshis Rabba. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menasa El HaTzadik. So I think this Ramban, based on the Bereshis Rabba, based on this Pasuk in the 11th Kapitel of Tehillim, is is the source for the idea we often hear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the sentence that you can handle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees I have the capacity and gives me the opportunity to realize it, to put it into action. That means Lo Yivchanas HaRashem Shal Yishmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to impose any sign on Russia. What do you mean? Rishayim don't have nisyonos? Sure, Rishayim have nisyonos. The answer is no. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Rishayim nisyonos that they can handle. Within a given context, I'm either a tzaddik or a rush. In other words, do I have the capacity to succeed at this or not? If I don't have the capacity to succeed, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me some other nisyon instead. And as a result, he concludes this paragraph, V'hinei kol nisyonos shebatorah l'tovos hamanuseh. What this means is every nisayon is ultimately for my benefit. It's something, again, that we certainly, an idea that we think about, an idea that we articulate, and if we're honest, an idea that we grapple with when things get rough. It's a tova si. And what does that mean? Now, the fact that events that occur to me, often they're painful events, and I'll say, call my dad rachma latav avid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for the good, and I don't necessarily understand how, but I'm willing to have the intellectual humility to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an infinite creator. I am a finite creature. So I can't understand everything that Baruch Hu is doing. But that's in terms of events that happen to me, environment, situations. So call my Dabar Rachman Tavav, it's for my best, even if I don't see it in the moment. Here he's talking about something slightly different, not just events that happen to me, I'm suffering, this is painful, somehow it's latav. Here he's talking about nisyono, specifically, you know, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the opportunity to succeed or to fail morally. And he says, when I have a nisayon, that too is latovasi. It's latovas hamanusa, and that emerges, that we can give some more, we can put some more flesh on those bones. And that's what he just said. The goal of a nisayon, yes, I'm flexing my bechir chafshus. I don't yet know how things are going to play out. I have to decide if I'll do the right thing, the wrong thing. And even from the Rebbe Sham's perspective, he has more insight into me than I do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bound by time, but the nisayon is an opportunity to take my tzidkus to a higher level. Instead of just being tzaddik b'koach, it'll be a tzaddik b'fo'al. Instead of just tov, lev tov, it'll be masa tov. So that is very directly the Tovas HaMenusa. Literally, a nisayon is an opportunity for me to improve myself. That's a powerful idea. A nisayon is an opportunity for me to improve myself and to improve my spiritual standing. And again, it speaks to ideas that the Rambam, that Avraham Avinu had just been teaching others. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond time. And yet he's involved with the world. He's involved with Shamayim V'Aretz. He's involved with us. And even the tefillah that the Unklus saw in the previous pasuk, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in a relationship with me. That's incredible. And then the Ramban goes on to come back to these themes later in the parsha. And the remaining minutes, let's take a look. Psukim Yud Beis and Tazayin. It should be on the other side of the sheet. On the other side of the story, Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph is where the Malach calls out Pasuk Yud. Let's back up a drop. And Pasuk Yud, Avraham Avinu is holding the Machelos. He's ready. He's ready to slaughter his son. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ayikra of Malach Hashem and Hashemayim. Avram, Avram. Stop, freeze. Don't touch the boy. Don't touch Yitzhak. Leave him alone. Why? And this is the great question. What was this all about? Ki ata yadati ki relukim ata. He translates that. Now I know that you are Yirei Shamayim. You didn't hold back your son, even though he's your only son, your unique son. You didn't hold him back from me. Wasn't it mi'ate? Now I know. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all knowing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omniscient. Now I know. Now I know. Similar to the on the human level, right? Earlier, Avraham Avinu says to Sarah, now I know you're your false teller. Well, now I know. Right? So Rashi has different approaches. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I know that you're Yirei Shamayim. What does that mean, now I know? So the Ramban continues in Pasuk Yud Beis, consistent with what he developed at the beginning. Now the Nisayon has been done. Now it's been executed. The son has been executed. Ki ati adati, says Ramban, mitchila hayusa yir aso bekoach, lo yotze lepoel. B'masa ha-gadol hazeh. Initially, you had Yerushalayim, but it was bekoach. You had it in potentia. You had that capacity. You had it within you. They had not yet been played out with this great action. V'ata noda b'ma'asa. Now it was expressed. The Yerushalayim was articulated through an action. V'haya zechuso shalom. And now your zechus is complete. Right? He had said before in Pasuk Aleph, you know, but before it's the what's inside is expressed in action, you just have schar for a lev tov. Once it's been expressed in action, now you have schar for a ma'ase tov as well, a higher, a more robust level. So that's what he says. Now your schus is completed because it's been expressed b'ma'ase. Usehi maskur tosh lemel me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Borrowing a pasuk, of course, from Megillas Rus. He says, now you can have a complete schar from Ribon Shalom. It's going to be complete because it's schar for lev and maser, for chovas halavavos and for chovas ha'evarim. And I think what the Ramban is doing, he's also using the hashkafa principles with which he began to deal with a specific problem in this pasuk. Not only the question, when we ati adati, now I know, but now what happened? He didn't do anything. He was ready to. How do you understand what happens? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu is holding the knife. He's ready to do what he understood was Tzivui Hashem. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends him out to say, stop, freeze, don't move. Why? So you would expect him to say, don't move because I'm actually wanting to kill him. But he doesn't say that. He said, don't move because Ati Yadati, because now I know you're Yirei Elokim. What does that mean? Don't move because I don't want you to kill Yitzhak. Don't move because Yitzhak needs to survive. Don't move because I never told you to kill him. I just said ha'aleihu. So what? But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, don't touch him because ati yadati. So I think what the Ramban is alluding to is, no, now you did a maisa. I don't need you to actually hurt your son, but I did need you to raise the knife. You needed to express it b'masa, and now you did. The maisa was good enough. I don't need you to go as far as touching your son. You bound your son, you put him in his bech, you raise a knife, that's sufficient maisa. That is exactly what I wanted. It's affirmative. It's not, oh, stop, you better not do anything. No, you've done what you needed to do. And that's, I believe, the subtle language of the Ramban. Va'ata no da b'maisa. Now it has been expressed in a maisa. What was the maisa? There was no maisa. He told him, don't do a maisa. No, he did do a maisa. The maisa was being okay, literally, akeda, binding him, putting him in his bech, all the preparatory steps. That was a maisa, and that's enough. And now zechus shalom. So now, mission accomplished. You've done everything I needed you to do. And the final step is next Ramban, Perek Tezayin. What does all this mean? Let's work this out more. In what way is there more schar for ma'asa tov than for merely leiv tov? So Rabban says the answer to that, the specifics come four psukim later. Pasuk tezayin. Binishvati, yanasher. Once again, asisas hadavar, that you did this. And once again, consistent with Rabban pasuk yudbeis. He did do a ma'asa now. Not the ma'asa of slaughtering his son, but the ma'asa of binding his son, being okay to him. Because of that maisa, since you did this maisa, he says in pasuk tezayin, lo chasachtas bin chidecha, because on say yudzayin, ki varech avarechach, I'm going to bless you harba arba zarcha koch v'shemayim, etc. V'yirash zarcha shar oivam. What does that mean? Says Ramban, beautiful. And this is the closer to this conversation. Pasuk tezayin Ramban says, gam itchile evticho ki arba zarcha koch v'shemayim. What I mean, now you get the bracha of ribuy, tzarchiyun. He got that bracha earlier. Only now? He says, no. Ava'ata hosiflo. He is adding something. Yashar sisa maisa. You did a maisa. You did a maisa. Now it's not just lev tov, but it's maasa tov. Nishma b'shma ha'gadol. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu is swearing, number one. I'm swearing that the baruch avarechecha. And number two, he's adding that yirash zara shar oivam. The military success of your progeny. What does that mean? Let's reformulate. The Rabban says, "Huvtach shelo yigrom shem chait sheyichle zaro." That means now there's a havtacha that Kalal Yisrael's perpetual survival, Netzach Yisrael, is no longer dependent on our good behavior. Even no matter how many chatam we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us, but Klal Yisrael will endure no matter what. That's what the Shavua means. It's Al Kol Panim. And specifically, Oshiyipo Biyad Oivav Lo Yakum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is adding that we will never be entirely destroyed by a foreign power. And what does this mean, says Ramban? V'hine zu havtacha shalema b'geula asira lanu. In other words, we are at this point, with the close of the Akedah and moving Avram's Yira from Koach to Poal, we have a firm, unbreakable promise that there will be a Mashiach, that there will be a Geula Shleima. If Klal Yisrael will persist forever, Klal Yisrael will endure no matter what, and no foreign power can ever wipe us out, that means we're going to make it to the finish line. Whether we're Zocha, we're not Zocha, whether we earn it or not, but we will certainly make it to the finish line, and that absolute havtacha of Geula Shleima that emerges from the Akedah, and now we see Ulei Rabban set it up, is a natural expression of the logical Hashkafa principles that underpin the Akedah and underpin the concept of Nisan. Thank you so much. Chevra, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.